I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Our story's just beginning, our adventure never ends. The saga of the heroes that they call the Dragon Friends.
When last we left the Dragon Friends, they'd just committed a series of gruesome and entirely needless murders while they were meant to be auditioning as performers. There was Leonard.
Can I cast a witch bolt at Leonard?
The jailer, Barry.
Well, so what else can I do? Oh.
You do whatever you want, but you have to kill him.
And a lion.
God told me to do it.
Now they're on the run after being framed for murdering the Duke, a crime that, against all odds, they didn't commit. It was, in fact, the Duke's brother who is desperate to hunt them down and kill them before they can reveal the truth.
Make sure that our friends do not survive.
Oh yeah, and Filge still has that dead rat.
Please keep voice down, me rat sleeping.
And now, this.
It has been 2 days since the death of Alexander Tyrrell, Right Duke of Daggerford. It has been 1 day since the coronation of his bastard brother, Davin Tyrrell, the man you suspect was responsible for his murder. Davin Tyrrell has successfully framed you for the murder and you're on the run from his guards. You have broken out of his castle, Daggerford Castle, and you are making your way back to town, but your hearts are heavy. For who would believe three such as you against the word of such an honored gentleman? It's dark and it's raining and you have little to say to each other until you see the town across the hill.
Maybe we shouldn't go back into town.
It seems like a terrible trap.
Nah. I reckon if we go back into town, they're going to be... Oh! They're the ones who rid us of that horrible Swift features and will get carried up on their shoulders like a tribute in the Roman days.
I reckon they're going to say, there's that guy who killed our favourite lion.
Interesting.
Let's get him.
So what are our other options then?
Having a nap.
I don't know, like, live in a cave for a couple of years?
Should we rest before we go in, maybe? Can we rest before we go in?
We've already rested.
We've already rested. Well, I've already got my spell slot, so let's go.
So, to be clear, it's about 2 hours from the town. You've caught your breath, you've had a short rest, recovered spell slots, so your hit points are still where they were at the last adventure. I hope you're keeping track of them.
Ooh, you're on 1 hit point, Alex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you took a beating, so you're hurting, which is another reason you might want to get to town. Basically, you guys can live in a cave forever if you want, and that will be the end of the adventure.
So, is what
of the hermits that they called the Dragon Friends?
What is this, the original Daggerfort town that we were?
Yes, it's the town.
Same town.
You guys, if you remember, you have so humble have lodgings to... at the Dragonback Inn,
and right. You still owe Grimsalt back 50 gold pieces.
All right, here's a
30,
thing.
I think it was 30.
So if we go back there, we're going to have to give him that money. But
there's no other bar in town.
No, I have temple membership because I grew up there and was homeschooled there. So
how many plus ones do you get?
None, but I have lodging like at all the local temples. So we can just go to the local temple and
yeah, this
and
is true. So to be clear about what Hing is babbling about there, Hing is a junior acolyte of the Temple of Mistra. So
but I feel did we talk about last week how I was expelled or something? Am I on academic suspension or something? I can't remember.
The shorthand we've been using is a homeschooled wizard, which is not a million miles away from the idea. So you...
But I can go to any temple and their modest lodgings there. So let's just go stay there. We don't have to pay that bloody
Grimsalt back. Can they fix me with magic?
I think so.
Probably.
I assume so. Let's go there and rest, Chesh, can we?
So that's where you want to go?
Yeah.
To the temple!
Okay. You make your way through the town and... And very quickly, as you're approaching the town, you see lights everywhere. It seems that the town is up and in uproar. There's the smoke of torches, and there are obviously patrols going through the streets. So you're going to have to work out your approach. Now, are you sneaking? Are you trying to run there as fast as you can? Or are you just brazenly walking up to the door?
Are we strutting?
Yeah. Have you seen that clip of the Bee Gees? We're going to give that a crack?
Well, you can't tell by the way I killed a lion.
Okay, you start strutting late at night down the main avenue of Daggerfall.
And I'm like just pointing at people as I walk.
So the two of you are strutting, and Filge is desperately in need of medical attention.
Which is very heavy. What are we going to do?
Carry her? I'm just being dragged along by my hair.
I just want to say you're both very cocky for the two that fell off a bridge into the water while Filge did the final fight for you last time. Incredibly cocky. All right,
you've got the most hit points. So.
You walk towards the temple, and as you are walking, making no attempt to hide yourselves, you spot a patrol of two guards coming in the opposite direction. They see you and they call out.
They go, oi! Oi! What you bloody doing that for? What's all that about? I don't like the look of this at all. And the other one's like, okay.
Let me handle this.
Please.
Excuse me, officers. What seems to be the problem?
What are you doing out? Do you know there's a curfew out there strutting about?
Well, we're on our way to the temple where I have membership, as I am a member of it. So if you would just let us past, we'd go and we'd be off your streets in no time at all.
Is this going to trigger a check?
Yeah, I think that is going to...
What?
So that is deception, because you still... You are escapees from the dungeon of Daggerford Castle, who presumably is something they would want to know about.
But how would they recognize us?
Where have you been tonight?
Earlier this evening.
We were...
At home with our parents. We're from a foster home.
Sorry, didn't you just say that you were from the temple, famously supported by orphans?
Yes. Now, let me explain that for one moment. I was originally schooled in the temple. However, Filge's parents, who are a human and an orc, that's why she's a half-orc.
Hang on, is she a half-orc?
She's a half-orc.
And are you a wizard?
Yes.
And is that short bloke a halfling?
No.
I'm a dwarf. I'm a dwarf. I'm a very
make a deception
dwarf.
Check, Hing. Make a deception check.
All right. So
this is our first check of the night. So Hing, take a 20-sided dice.
Yep. And what is what we are? Deception is zero, so I don't have a modifier for that. But I roll a 15.
Good grief! Who'd have thought it?
The guards look at you inscrutably, and you wait very slowly while cogs turn.
I refuse to break eye contact.
And then one of them turns out, it's like, I've got a bad feeling about this. Let's just...
Yeah, run away! Run away! See what happens!
And then they do. And they live another day.
Yeah. That's a very good point. Before we pass judgment on those guards, they're the only two guards to have so far survived a chance meeting with the dragon friends. You make your way up to the doors of the temple and presumably bang three times on the door.
That's the secret knock.
It squeaks open and the shaved head of a junior acolyte of the Temple of Mystra peeks out.
Hi there, sir. I'm Friezo. I'm a member of this temple, and I have two of my friends with me. One is a half-orc, and one is a dwarf, as you can see. And we were wondering if we could stay here for the night.
Hi, Friezo.
Oh.
How are you? Are we still on for squash tomorrow?
Oh, sorry, I couldn't see. Have you had a haircut recently?
I have always been bald.
I think I'm used to you wearing that wonderful wig that hides your baldness so well.
Why are you lying to me?
Should we get a break character for a second? Generally in improv, you yes and, all right? This is a lot of blocking going on right now. So...
Yeah. It's less yes and more fuck you.
Anyway, sir?
So just be aware that anything you say at the table is what you are saying to him, so...
Yeah. All right. Okay, Friezo, I know what you're going on about blocking and improv, but would you like me to get the head of the temple for you?
No, just let us in would be best.
That's all, you live here, that is also fine.
Okay, please... Please let us in, and I will take my friends up to my room.
She looks terrible.
Oh, yes, do you have any...
Fix me.
Yeah, cool. Well, it's certainly my turn to clean, so I guess I'll be mopping up orc vomit.
All right.
Which is... Oh, well... no, wait, it's half orc vomit. Lucky day for me.
Always so glad of our little chats, Friezo.
Well, I know where my room is because I live here, so I'm just going to go there with my friends.
Do so.
Okay.
Okay. After a painful conversation, as the acolyte slowly and angrily picks up a bucket and starts cleaning, you make your way through the stone stairs and past the ensconced torches into the temple itself. Mystra is the mother of magic. This is a temple, but also a house of magic. And this is where you did your schooling. Such... as it was.
Now, can we just rest? Maybe because I have a feeling that someone in this temple is going to either betray us or try and question us, or we're going to have to fight. So maybe we should just take some time to rest.
We should hold up in your room.
Back, if that's possible. Yeah.
Your room, just so you are aware, is because as all acolytes, you took a vow of poverty. Your room is like a small wooden board and a bowl full of quinoa.
Poverty is very expensive.
Yeah. Is this poverty quinoa, Dave?
What do the poor eat? Quinoa.
And only just some scraps of rotting kale.
Well, it's just you all laugh, but Daggerford is a farming community which mostly grows quinoa. So actually, the way that the economy works is that quinoa is very cheap, but if you want some bread, you're joking.
Yeah, you are full of jokes.
All right.
The bloody jokes.
Well, so one of you could sleep on the bed.
All right, well, let's prioritise and I'll sleep on the bed then, obviously.
Let's put Filge on the bed because she's about to die.
All right, do you want to have a little lay down, buddy? Okay.
While you are...
You want to cuddle up to Katie?
While you're working this out, there is a soft knock on the door.
Don't come in! Is this don't come in!
The voice goes, Friezo, is that you?
Yes, no, but don't... Oh.
Are you wanking again, Friezo?
Yes, and you don't want to see it again. Remember what happened last time? You were very embarrassed.
Do you want to very quickly make a perception check for me and try and beat 10?
14.
14, okay, you recognize the voice as Mistress Lorna, who is the mistress of the temple, but she was also your teacher. So you have a long history with her.
Oh, we might. Yes, we do.
Yep.
Which no. I'm... Mistress.
I quickly pull the covers over Filge so that as much of her is covered as possible, and I crawl into the upper corner ceiling of the... And just like standing like Spider-Man above the door so that she can't see me if she comes in.
Can I make a perception check to see if I believe that he's wanking?
I'll do the noise if you want.
I don't see why not.
Okay, what I gotta be?
Don't come in!
It's a very easy check. It's a 10 because the noise of Friezo wanking is horrifying. And one doesn't forget
it's a 20.
It.
So how do you critically hit, knowing that I'm not wanking? How do you just nail that?
What she says, Friezo, I know what your wanking sounds like, and it sounds like this, and then she flawlessly replicates it.
How does she do that though?
She goes, ah!
Mistress, I've been working on my wank screen.
She opens the door.
I've never been more embarrassed to be not touching myself. Well, as you can see, I'm just here by myself.
Friezo. Have I taught you nothing? Obviously
apparently
not. I was your teacher. Ha! Little teacher joke there. Anyway.
She sees the orc and she, despite your best efforts, Bobby, in a tiny room with literally nothing except a plank of wood and a bowl of quinoa that you chose not to hide in. She,
I didn't think it was that big a bowl.
How big is this bowl of quinoa?
She
is
does
a barrel or
she looks at you and she says, "The guards came an hour ago. I know what's happened. You seem to be in an awful lot of trouble."
"They say you killed the Duke, but I know, Friezo, you'd never kill anyone."
The blanket goes, "Ha!"
Friezo goes real cold for a moment and goes, "Yeah, you're right, I wouldn't. I would never, ever hurt anyone. Especially you, mistress."
Oh.
And she goes, "Okie doke." He goes, "Ah, this must be your companions. Filch, Bobby, you must be tired."
I drop to the ground and land graceful as a cat.
Mistress Lorna claps her hand.
No, can he do a check, please?
Actually, yes. Can you? That's an acrobatics check, and we're going to say, because you've been up all night, and I'd love it if you failed, that it's moderate, so you got to beat 15.
Ooh, a good 10. I land on my face. But none of my teeth fall out.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
"I've many things to talk to you all about. Something interesting, perhaps. Please rest up the night. Enjoy the quinoa. Sample of the local artisan produce."
Can I ask, mistress? I know.
"Have a goji berry smoothie, why not?"
"Do you have any bread?"
"Bread? Are you out of your goddamn mind?"
"Oh, it's just that, you know, I thought it'd be easy to make some. All you could do is you could use the quinoa to make a flour, and it's not important, it's fine."
What's going to make me not nearly dead? Is it quinoa? What has to happen to
it's
me?
It's a rest, so which you're about to have, which
all
is
right.
Great.
So let's rest up for the night.
So she goes, "Night, night," and then closes the door.
Actually, she claps her hands and acolytes come in and they lead you to your own terrible rooms full of artisanal food. And
so we're all in separate rooms?
You're all given separate rooms.
So you can wank the artisanal.
Yeah, from my room.
As soon as they close the door. "I've not been alone in days."
You looked me. The last time we got up on this table, got up and did this show, you looked me in the eye and said that you were done with the filth humor.
Sorry.
But you know what's funny? The last time we did the show, there were several kids in the audience who had to just keep being like, "Oh, so sorry. And this time, nope.
So, all of you regain, you can actually roll one hit dice each, add your constitution, and gain back that many hit points.
And while you do that, we're about to meet our guests.
No, we do, because in the morning, you go down to breakfast, and the temple is quite empty. Mistress Lorna is still there eating some kind of...
Quinoa.
"Excuse me, but I got one."
Then you gain, I'm afraid, 3 hit points back. Maybe you might meet someone soon who is gifted in the ways of magical healing.
Boy, I hope so.
Because the other person that you meet at the temple is a quite intimidating figure dressed in armor, a shield to the side of her table, and a scabbarded sword as well. And to play her today, will you please welcome from the Axis of Awesome, Jordan Riscobola!
I am Kithisi Galantara, Paladin of Roth's Eternal Righteousness, Beholder unto the Truth, which is an acrostic that says KG Power Butt.
I did not notice that when you sent it to me. Now, Kithisi is a level 2 paladin, and she's a paladin of the sun god Amu-Anata. So what I've done for you, Jordan, because I like to give gifts to guests...
Oh, yeah?
...is I have...
A hot dog.
That would be weird, wouldn't it? I have put together for you a reading from the first book of Amu-Anata, and this includes holy laws and commandments... So
you're treating me like someone who hasn't already done their fucking research.
You know what? This is true.
He's used to playing with people like
if us. You suddenly just dumped on the table a giant dusty book, that would have been amazing. So here you are. These are your commandments.
Excellent.
And as a paladin, you've sworn a holy oath to uphold them. You could just have a look at them at your leisure, but just that you've got something to look at.
What's a paladin all about?
I'm a holy crusader. I am lawful good, so I believe in the law and I believe in good. I certainly don't believe in killing people for no reason. and I am dedicated to the god of the sun, Amu-Anator. I'm a fighter and a healer and a lover and all things in between.
No one to hold them, no one to fold them.
How old are you? How old is your character?
Rude.
Yeah.
No, I just mean like, are you like, because paladins sometimes like wizened.
My character is a human.
Yep. Okay.
So she's in her mid 20s.
Oh, cool. So she's a young.
She's like a Hillsong type.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically.
One of those cool churches of the Sun God.
Yeah. We call it Thrill Song. But in elf years, you know, it's fuck all.
Yeah. Okay.
So Lorna comes up to the table and says, "Oh, good. I see you've met Kithisi. It occurs to me that she may have a unique solution to your problem of being so egregiously framed for murder."
You see, Kithisi, she explains, is not obviously of our temple and is merely passing through on...
How'd you get in here then? Who let her in? We're just letting any riffraff in here now,
hey,
are
mate,
we?
Just
actually, what happened was the man who was meant to be looking after the door had gone to get a mop, and Kithisi is on her way to Waterdeep, and she has a wagon for this purpose. Now, it's not... I'm sure you realise the guards are out looking for you, and I've already been told by other acolytes that there is now guards posted at the gates of the walled town, and it's difficult to get out. Kithisi has papers that will let her out and through, and it is not unreasonable for a paladin of her stature to have porters and servants. So, I've spoke to Kithisi last night, and...
Yes, and you assured me that these people are good and that the charges are obviously wrong and that they are not the kind of people to ever break the law or commit any murders. Is that correct? Just to reinforce that I'm, you know, doing everything... Buy the book, the good book of Amu-Anator. If you'd like to hear about him some more, I have some tracts.
Excuse me, Kithisi, you got a wagon?
Yes.
Does that mean you have a pony?
I have a barded steed.
Oh, what's his name?
Arthur.
Oh, what colour is it?
Brown.
Can I pat it?
No.
Remember what happened last time? You didn't feed it with that flat palm and you got your fingers bit, didn't you? Got a flat palm when you're feeding
flat palm
a pony. We're going to feed that pony later.
I put a lot of quinoa in my pockets.
So, is this a plan that you guys want to go for?
Well, yes, because we need to get out of this town. Now, if we're heading to Waterdeep, though, won't there be more guards and people looking for us there?
Well, I'm from Waterdeep, and I'm wanted for being a thief. So... It's not great for me.
La, 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 la.
And by thief, I mean thief of hearts, because I am such a ladies' man.
You wink at Kithisi as you say that?
Wink!
No, he doesn't wink, he just says wink.
I actually can't wink. I can blink, or I can say wink. But not...
Well, my understanding, I think, is that Bobby's been out to country, away from the city for a while now, so...
Maybe the heat's died down, you think?
I think the heat probably will have died
down.
And
you've got friends in Waterdeep that might be able to help you.
All right, okay.
You do have friends there. There are certainly probably people there that would kill you, but...
What's new?
Waterdeep is a large place. It's easy enough to lose yourself there.
All
All right. Well,
use yourself in the music at the moment.
And then she takes out...
Mum's spaghetti.
Okay. Yeah, set off. Yeah,
that guy comes back with a mop.
All right. Let's just go, shall we? Let's get into it.
All right.
Does Kithisi have any healing powers that might help Filge before we set off?
You know, you can look, Mike, you can look at me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ask me that question.
Just because she's from a different temple, guys.
I'm really sorry.
Can we speak to her really slowly? Like, she's like she can't
All
understand
right.
us?
Hi, Kithisi.
Even Filge?
Hello! Mission bone sticking out. You fix.
Sure, I lay hands. I lay hands.
I'll grow up.
Come on. Oath of chastity, you guys. I lay hands and give some hit points back to Filge.
Do you know how many? I think you can give up to
10. I can give up to 10 a day. So have 3 hit points.
Treat yourself.
Yeah. I have a feeling I may need to use the other 7 later.
Just so I know for future reference, Kithisi, can you cast those laying hands on yourself? Can you heal yourself?
Yes, you can.
Dude, okay. Come on.
What?
I'm sorry, Kithisi.
When I think about you, I heal myself.
So Mistress Lorna provides you with provisions, travelling cloaks, and if you want, she also offers to pass your payment on to Grim Saltback.
It would not be a problem at all. In fact, I'm going to see Grim.
Actually,
I'm going to see Grim's Scar concert very soon.
Mistress, I'm a little bit short of money. Could I borrow 30 gold pieces from you
also,
to pay Grim?
Well, also, I'll take it out of the orphan's fund. So.
Thank you.
We're good for it.
All right, so you... I'm horrified. She packs your bags. You decide not to pay Grim Saltback back.
She packs a lunch for all of you.
Thank you.
And
of quinoa.
And she provides you, as I said, with travelling cloaks to play the part of porters to Kithisi.
Yes. I also have a 10-foot pole that needs holding by one of you. So
bag's not. Done.
Bag's not.
Damn it!
You make your way through the through the streets, and you can see that the guards have, if anything, picked up the speed at which they are searching for you. And in fact, it looks like more of them are going to make their way to the temple soon. So you're probably, it's good that you're getting out. As you make your way down towards the streets, you see that there is indeed a checkpoint placed at the gates. And as you approach, and Kithisi, you have papers that will get you through this, so I imagine...
Yeah, I just hope I don't have to lie, because I can't.
Okay. That is one of the commandments.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Never lie or cheat. That's commandment number 2.
So you make your way to the gate where you see two
guards. The law
guards.
Is the law. Commandment number 1.
You see two guards waiting who seem bored, disinterested, waving people through. And as you approach, they ask...
Oh, they're talking to each other.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, have you heard the newest Grim Saltback track? It's all a lot of horns.
Didn't these guards die?
No. Yeah.
No.
Are you guys talking about the Mighty Mighty Hearthstones? I love the Mighty Mighty Hearthstones.
Oh yeah, I love the bloody Mighty Mighty Hearthstones. The song they play, get a goblin and dance with it. Oh, it's such a good song.
I love it. Can't get enough.
Anyway, on your way.
Thank you.
And you make your way through.
Just so you know, Kithisi is genuinely a fan.
Well, she has to be.
Yeah, she is. She
can't
is.
Lie.
She is. No, can't lie.
Can't lie.
You make your way, as I said. Waterdeep is 2 days' ride, so. You start walking, and you take the opportunity to properly introduce yourselves to Kithisi and to reminisce a little bit about the time that you've spent in a way that would be appropriate to reminisce in front of a lawful good paladin.
So how did you get into being a paladin? Is that a uni course, like a TAFE thing? How does that work?
I was an orphan, and...
Hey, me too!
Oh, really?
Yeah!
Yeah, and so it was either that or sex work, and I thought, you know, why not?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty liberal about this kind of thing. I think sex work is just another kind of work, you know? But, you know, sometimes there's exploitation, obviously. That's not great. But, you know, just no judgment if you did.
No.
Cool. Anyone have any other questions for Kithisi?
I have a question for the four of you, which is just that, you know, you were all also given mules to ride, and Simon, you were even allowed to touch yours.
As opposed to hovering above it.
So what's the riding order, just so I'm aware of?
Who's got the most hit points now? I think Kithisi would probably be leading the way, I would think.
Yeah. I do have the most hit points, whatever that means.
One of you is going to have to drive the wagon as well.
Bags.
All right. Well, I guess we'll go a wagon in the middle to protect it.
Yep.
And then Filge and I are together at the back.
Excellent. All right. In that case, leading the way, Kithisi, will you just make me a little perception check?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not good. 9.
9? All right. Excellent. Thank you very much. You are having a lovely old time. You guys stop for a morning snack and have a little
quinoa, good.
And in the afternoon, you make your way forward. And indeed, you're having such a wonderful time that you fail to notice shapes in the outskirts of the forest around the...
Sorry, just pizza shapes, barbecue shapes?
Any time.
Again, snacks appropriate to a game of this type.
Cheetos.
You're suddenly attacked by a giant triangle.
Cheetos. On us.
And it is therefore, you know, all of you are caught by surprise when suddenly an arrow appears through the trees and lands in front of your horse, making it shy slightly.
Alarum! Alarum!
A voice from the forest calls out.
Give me back me bloody arrow! That was meant to bloody kill you, wasn't it?
Well, looks like we have something you want. And you have something we want, which is to not kill us, please. Now, if I give you this arrow back, are you going to just shoot it at us again?
While you were talking, four hobgoblins have managed to appear out of the woods on either side of the road. One of them looks slightly put out, holding a bow. Two of them have wicked curved scimitars, and one of them has a leash with a snarling, angry, wolf-like dog.
I'm a murderer. I think to myself.
Now, Kithisi, just in the fracas.
Yeah, in the 6 seconds we have to speak.
Hey, are you allowed to defend yourself if you're attacked?
Fuck yes.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to check you weren't going to wuss out on us, all right?
Apparently swearing isn't off the...
No.
Boy, I will take my arrow back, but I will also take all of your money. Just and your wagon. And your wheels of your wagon. And one of each of your shoes. Just not for me, just because I'll think about it later and I'll be like, well, that'd be annoying, wouldn't it? Because you'll only have one shoe. And maybe, two of you will have the same size feet and that might work. But most of you will just be like, oh, I'll be bloody 1 foot. So that will I have or I'll unleash me friends and me warg on ya.
Listen, sir, you may not be aware of this, but everything you've offered to do just then is clearly against the law. I'm KG Powerbutt, and Paladin of Amunator, may his light be upon you. And look, perhaps you'd like to rethink what you've just said and, you know, carry on with your day. Let us carry on with ours.
Yeah, we're really encouraging you to think about your choices you're making.
And he does a really big pantomime, like, well, 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 boys, let me have a think. And he poses like the thinker, but that's a famous statue in this world too.
Was Rodin also a famous sculptor in this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, 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 let me have a think.
Oh, that's the thinker. I've seen that statue before.
Meanwhile, the other two hobgoblins that are slightly less theatrical have by now sheathed their scimitars and notched their own bows, and they're both pointing at Kithisi. One of them repeats, you heard the man, drop your gold, leave everything and walk away.
All right. Now, do all of these goblins only have one arrow each? Is that how this is working?
Yes.
You can only assume so far. You haven't seen any more arrows, but you also haven't seen their backs.
All right.
All right, what about I pick up the arrow that we have and I hold it against the neck of the dog.
They are...
And I say...
Just so you're aware, they're about 60 feet away from you on either side of the road. You guys are trapped in the middle because they've got the drop on you.
Right, okay. And what you're doing right now is holding an arrow to my neck. So maybe just put that away.
I'll kill him!
She'll do it! She's crazy! All right, let's just roll for initiative, shall we? I feel like we're being attacked. Shall we roll for initiative? All right.
The Dragon Friends are Alex Lee, Michael Hing, and Simon Greiner, and a DM by Dave Harmon, with NPC voices by Ben Jenkins. Shakira Khan designs our website. The podcast is mixed and edited by Ben and recorded live at Giant Dwarf Theatre with music and live accompaniment by Benny Davis.
Our story's just beginning, our adventure never ends. The saga of the heroes that they call the Dragon Friends.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.